Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'm mixing and mingling sponsors here today at Silver Spring Mining, but I knew, you talk about that $6 signature crab cake at Wise, it's great, but look at that crab pretzel here at Silver Spring Mining.
It really
you
is the best.
You feel at home. This is your neighborhood here, yeah. So, one thing about the neighborhood tour, Rob Santoni here from Wise Markets, and I usually have my Maryland lottery, but I've worn out. This has like a hole in the top, and the little thing broke off because I drink out of it. This was a part of my whole tour.
I'll get you a new
one. The summer tour, I had this everywhere I went. It keeps drinks nice and cold overnight. It's all good. Wise Markets is our sponsor. We have Wise Conversations around here, mixing in the Maryland lottery. You guys sell lottery tickets because we had a winner. Every week I get winners. A lot of my sponsors do. Royal Farms sell lottery tickets. And when you guys win, they give like... The winner was bought at Wise Store number 198 or whatever. By the way, you're 206. What's the other Wise at Seven Quartz? What number is it?
123.
And what is the one in Wilkins Avenue?
89.
So my wife wants you to know, and this is no disparaging anybody, that you're her home store. And that we were in the other store the other night. Your store's just bigger. So you have more stuff.
It's newer.
It's just bigger. But my wife said, just let Rob know there were a few items that his store has, the other store didn't have, that we're even though we shop in otherwise, we're loyal to you as much as we can be, but ice cream melts when I buy it at your place.
That's not a problem.
I bought pumpkin the other night.
Pumpkin? What about the root beer float?
I haven't gotten that yet.
Come on. I told you all summer long.
Here's the problem with Wise ice cream, all right? And you can tell headquarters, Dennis, Ron, Jamie, they're big. The Wise ice creams are big. My freezer isn't big. And my wife, because we shop at Wise for real, my wife went into Wise two Sundays ago when I was on my back, when I couldn't do anything. And she bought, and you can go to my Wise Rewards and look, 14 cans of fire roasted tomatoes because she made 4 vats of soup. Bean soup, lentil and sausage soup, chili, and then we did a little chicken noodle and whatnot. And she's about to do me some cauliflower roasted red pepper soup. So she makes these soups. And then we vacuum seal. Our freezer is soup, 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 soup. So when I go to pick up the eggnog ice cream the other night, which I did at store 89. I picked it up. She's like, we don't have room in the freezer for that. And I'm making more soup, and we have leftovers because you have all these sponsors, and you bring crab pretzels home from Silver Spring, right? And I'm at the Chop Tank tomorrow, and Alex is going to send me home with fried chicken and whatnot. So I just bought pumpkin. And you know why I did that? This is my pumpkin month. December's my eggnog month.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Root beer float, January.
Okay.
I love the vanilla bean. I'm a vanilla bean guy.
That's my favorite. That's all I eat.
But the Wise is big. They're just big. You don't make little ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get 14 flavors the way I would. That's all.
Right. Yeah. Understood.
You hit me this week, and you're like, I got to stop by. We got things going on. And I'm like, look, we got Paralyzed Veterans of America. We're rounding up. We got Veterans Day. I just did Halloween. Have you gotten all the Halloween candy? What do you do with leftover candy?
It's gone. 100% gone.
They trick or treat out here.
Yeah, this past weekend, every Wise store in our chain had a trunk or treat.
I'm going to have this. Go ahead. You talk and I'll leave.
All the stores decorated cars, and the kids and, moms and dads would bring the kids in costumes and, trick or treat out
of
trunks or cars.
Halloween's great.
Yep. Listen to music. They got healthy apples and oranges that were decorated as Frankenstein and pumpkins. And, it was a nice 3-hour event. All around the community.
Well, I'm eating a
beautiful
crab pretzel.
Too.
And, for me, eating this month has been a thrill because it's been the only thing I can enjoy. My back's been killing me. I appreciate you coming out.
How's it feeling?
You just ran.
You're standing.
Here's the word. When was the marathon? What day was it?
October 11th.
All right. I was in abject pain that whole week.
Probably was, too.
I know.
At some point.
Well, when you got home, didn't your wife, don't you have something that Patty does that's like the post-race?
Yeah, she always
thing. There's
she
food.
Always makes me a nice mug with the
I saw
with
it
my
online.
New time.
I yeah. saw it online. Okay, so I saw you were doing that. So that's happened like 11, 12. My birthday was the 14th, which was a Thursday. I literally stopped moving around Tuesday the 12th. My wife was out of town, and I didn't want to bother her, bring her back. She's visiting with her sister, mom, family in New Hampshire. I'm trying to do things alone. I couldn't stand up. Rob, when you're running a marathon, how many? 26.2, right?
Yeah.
And that .2 is a buzzer, isn't it?
No, that's 6.2 at the end is a buzzer.
It's up the hill.
Yeah.
Heartbreak. I've heard about this.
Yeah.
So my back's like this, bro. I'm like bent over like this. I can't move. You're running marathons, and I'm thinking, what am I doing wrong? You know what I mean? Like, what, you know, so my back hurts so much. I had an MRI on Saturday, and I had needles. It's unbelievable. The MRI, you see your spine. Mm. You see the herniations. You read the report of everything laying on everything that's making you not be able to move. The pain is electric. And they put the needle literally right into your nerve, and they inject the steroid. And within 48 hours, I felt better. Like, better, like I could work again, do right. things. Not lift anything, for sure. Today, the first thing I lifted, the first time I've lifted my backpack in 6 weeks. But I'm feeling better. I really am. And so many people have been so nice to me.
That's
but,
good.
But you're running a marathon. So tell me, like, how did that go? How many? Is it fourth, fifth? How many you done?
As far as Boston or total?
Go ahead. Give me the whole thing.
Your total has been about 13 marathons, which is, you know, that sounds like a big number to, you know, maybe your listeners, but I have friends that are running 50, 100 over their lifetime.
Is it like tattoos where you do one, you got to get another? I mean, like,
yeah,
like to
I would
me,
say.
I'll be honest, if I ever, and my wife and I have talked about this, because at one point, and my knees and my back, I have no interest in running 26 miles. Running 6 miles or a 10K, like, you know, my wife's done some 5Ks recently. You know, since she survived, she did a 5K in Sarasota. It was flat. And she did a 10K. She felt really good about it. And time, like, none of that stuff. But you're really competitive with yourself.
Yes.
It's a battle with you. It's Bob versus Santoni.
Right. It is. And at 55 years old, we don't win a lot of races.
Well,
outright.
You're older than me.
I am.
You know, how's that possible? You look younger than me. I'm
sorry.
I'm mad.
But at 55 years old, we don't win a lot of races, but we know that we're good at something. So I just try to harness that. And
when did you start running?
I was in high school. I was cut when I was a freshman at Loyola.
On the running team? Where were you cut from?
So I was cut from football.
Okay.
Right? I played rec football, all right, for years. I played rec lacrosse. And I was an all-star, you know, at the rec level. So I thought I could just, you know, go into high school. I was going to play. I was cut from every team because I stopped growing when I was like 11.
Right, okay.
Okay? But, you know, simply put, I didn't want to come home after high school. So I said, well, you know, I guess I'll do the no-cut sport. And that's how it started. And I quickly became...
Well, you got the best shape of your life.
Yeah. Yep. You know, I was young, fast, and, you know, I quickly became one of the top... you know, runners on the team by the time I was, you know, sophomore, junior, and, you know, ran through, you know, college, open roads.
I've never talked to you about this, Rob.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime thing for
yeah.
you. I thought it was an adult thing. I did retire from the sport. Crab cake, too. Keep talking.
I retired from the sport for 18 years, you know, just because of our business was growing. I had, you know, kids. And
retired meaning you didn't run at all?
Yep, because I couldn't compete at that highest level that I was used to. And, you know, life just got in the way.
What 18 business. Years is this? From when to when?
Oh, I would say 1990, 1992 to 2010.
So you didn't run in your 20s and 30s, mainly.
Yeah. You know, early 20s. And
so I'm not wrong about that, that this is something
just
you sort
regret
of...
regret that. You know, I mean, there's, you know...
Did you gain... Were you ever...
I was. I did.
I did gain a little,
we call it the Santoni beer gut. All of my uncles had it. My father had it. And I didn't want to have it. And I would come home from work on a Saturday, working a half day, and I would tell my wife, watching the Baltimore Marathon, I said, I'm going to, you know, I would like to do that next year. I'm going to get back into it. And this went on for like 3 years. And then one year in April, you know, the registration came out online, and I just signed up.
For the Baltimore Marathon.
Yeah.
So the Baltimore Marathon inspired literally all of us for you.
Yeah, it did.
And what year was that?
2010.
So this is a last decade thing for you. All right, see, I've known you most of our lives. I didn't think of you running marathons 20 years ago. Now it's who you are. I thought it was something acquired.
Yep. Yep.
Now, the Boston Marathon, everybody knows about that, and we knew about it when we were kids, right?
Right.
But as a target, as a bucket list, when does that, like, when you were running Loyola, were you, like, one day I'll run the Boston Marathon?
Yeah, you know, in fact, I've got this school newspaper, you know,
okay.
that they interviewed each of the seniors graduating, saying, you know, what would you like to accomplish? And
83 you were, maybe?
84.
84, okay.
So I said I wanted to run the Boston Marathon and win the New York Marathon.
Well, there was no Baltimore Marathon then.
No, but I did run New York once. I'd like to go back, you know, but that's a lottery, so it's, you know, kind of if they draw your name. Boston is the only marathon in the world that you have to qualify by age group. So that's what makes that special, because when you get in at, you know, 55 to 59 age group, you know that
you're upper 1%.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why, you know, I keep going back. But it is something, you know, that
everybody
that
your
I am
age
good at
has
it.
A pretty good time then, just because you know,
it's very competitive. And
they only let you on the course if you're going to run a competitive 26 miles.
Right. So a couple years ago, in the worst weather the marathon ever had in 2019, it was like 34 degrees, 30 mile an hour headwinds, pouring down rain the whole 26.2 miles. It was like dreadful. That had 30,000 runners. With the pandemic, since they canceled 2020, 2021, they scaled it back to like 18,000 runners.
So it was even harder to
get in. So, you know, that is the granddaddy of all marathons. It's one of the marathon majors, and I keep getting faster since, you know, the first
time
I ran.
Your times are better. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, that keeps me going. It keeps me fit. You know, I think it keeps me healthy. And I'm going to run as long as I can.
I don't even think of you as like a healthy eater. I did a big segment this
week. I'm not.
Like this week.
I'm like the worst eater.
You're the second segment I've done this week for Wise. I did a Wise conversation with Emily Bumgarner from your nutrition team. And she's a dietitian, and I kidded her right away. I said, dietitian, die is the first word, right? and it's for the holidays. And, well, I mean, it's about overeating. Like, if you just look, right, and we're at Silver Spring Mining, and I love the food here. I had a very self-indulgent lunch. I came in, and I got hot turkey with some gravy, mashed potatoes, and green beans, because I was just feeling it, right? And I knew I was getting a crab pretzel to bring home. It's delicious. We're here at Silver Spring Mining. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. My friend Rob Santoni's here. But This is it. This is they brought me the crab cake. I'm cheating a little bit because I have had the Silver Spring Mining.
It is good.
I've had the crab cake here before. So this is the crab cake tour. And I thought, you know, bringing people together and nutrition and stuff. But I had Emily on and we were talking about Thanksgiving and just overdoing it. I already had turkey mashed potatoes. I saw it and I'm like, well, it's only like November 4th. I mean, I got 3 weeks, 4 weeks before we really like have a real Thanksgiving, and I was feeling it. But this is a time of year where people don't eat right.
Yeah. You know, before I leave here tonight, I'm having sour beef and dumplings.
No, that's what you do.
Oh, I love
Everybody
it.
Everybody hits
love
me for
it
the
here
ribs
since I've been
here.
A kid here.
Well, they tell me the ribs too. So, I mean, I've had the ribs, but like, I out online, I said, I'm going to Silver Spring Mining to get the crab cake. Don't get the crab cake. Get the ribs. Get the crab pretzel. And I'm like, hold on, man. I gained almost 13 pounds in August in the crab cake tour.
Jesus.
I ate a crab cake every day.
Wow. Yeah.
Some days I had two, but it wasn't even the crab cake. It was the pretzel
and
the bread.
Driving and no exercise.
No exercise.
Right?
It didn't help my back either,
sure.
Right? And but the French fries and the Greek people that kept trying to give me desserts in all these places, you know, and feed me. But I love food, and this is the time of year. Like, you admit you run marathons, and you're not a healthy eater in that way.
True statement. You know, I'm probably the worst eater, you know, in my house.
You're not an exotic eater either.
Mm-mm,
like,
nope.
When I talk, you
I'm
know,
very basic.
You're very basic.
Yeah.
Do you eat any? What do you do before marathon? Like, how do you do 26 miles in the week before? Are you getting more?
No, a couple days before, you're carbing up. You know, pizzas, pastas, you know, proteins, things like that.
Just normal carbs, though. Nothing.
Yep.
You don't do any shakes, anything. You're not.
Nope.
I find it hard to believe that at your age, my age, that I could do that. You know, like, that's an amazing... You really should be proud.
I just have a good stomach. I have a good metabolism. And, you know, I'm grateful for that.
Drink a lot of water, obviously.
Well, my daughter would tell you not enough. She wants to be a dietitian. And...
But do you have... do you do any hydrate product at all? I hydrate.
Water. Water, Gatorade.
No. I have a hydrate product that has electrolytes and vitamin. I mean, like, literally, it's a complex... It would be in these. When I tell you I drink out of this Wise, I drink out of this Wise mug every day. I have a lottery mug that's very similar now, and I fill these up. I drink a hydrate product that's very complex, a lot of vitamins, and I've been without it because of shipping delays. You're familiar with that in the Wise, right?
Yes, that's
right. I couldn't get it during my back ailment. I just got it back last week. I feel more vibrant drinking it, having not had it for the first time in like 4 years. I don't want to plug it because it's sort of an off-market kind of, there's nothing steroidal or weird about it, but it is the product that I use. I like the fruit punch flavor, and I drink it all day, every day. When I stopped drinking it, I felt a lack of energy, and I would think, like, running, I would need that, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I were going to think about running a 10K and with my back, my body, but if the endurance of it. I'm a hot yoga guy. I'm in pretty good shape. And hot yoga's a bitch. I mean, 90 minutes in the heat, like all of that. But doing that without hydrating would be death. Yeah. I know that. Yeah. I mean, like, I can't imagine running 26 miles without being hydrated on something other than water. Vegetables, right. Fruits, are you?
Well, the whole marathon course is only water or Gatorade. You know, so some of us alternate, you know, every 2 miles, or, you know, some of us will stick to one, you know, either water or Gatorade. So, you know, there's nothing exotic.
It's just such an endurance thing.
It's more about the goos and the gels, you know.
Right, getting the that nutrients. Plastic.
Yeah.
You do those.
Yeah. I'll do those during the marathon, yes.
Oh, that's what I'm asking about. Those things are the same.
I thought you meant, you know, like during the day. Just
well, the goos and the gel. If you were doing the goos and the gel with water when you're doing your 10-miler to prepare, right?
Yeah.
So you goo and gel when you're on the prep course, when you're training.
Yeah. Yeah, for long runs, you know, before.
But in the run, but outside of the run, it's beer and water, literally.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing
exactly.
special.
Yep, beer and water.
But not oatmeals, not. You don't have anything to say to me about nutrition.
No, I'm probably the weakest in intelligence when it comes to eating healthy.
Do you think you'd be faster if you ate better and honed this?
I just started liking salads. I just have a talent. You know,
but you have a limited palate, too. You don't love food in that way. Right.
No.
So if I gave you kale, you would say
I could
it would help
broccoli
me run,
all night,
but
you know,
you wouldn't want
spinach,
it.
You know, chicken is fine. You know, beef. You know, I love seafood.
All right.
You know, but a long run morning, you know, shove down a bagel, banana before
that run.
Don't
you feel bad for people that are shellfish intolerant?
I got a friend coming in
from Minnesota this weekend. Dear friend, love him madly, want to take him and show him a good time, and he's coming to my town, and I'm like, are we going to eat crabs or crab cakes? He's like, I don't like seafood. Let's do Mexican or pizza. And I'm like, I say, all right, I'll take you to a Michi's. We're going to a Michi's, and we'll be right. But I take him to a Michi's.
But you can't get the Pani Rotondo.
Can't get the Pani Rotondo. Can't get the ziti. And I'm thinking, can't get the calamari. And I'm thinking, I'll get you a meatball. I mean, I'll get you some chicken parm, you know. I mean, I love it all. I mean, I love crab pretzels. I love ribs. I love sour beef and dumplings. I love
crab
cakes.
I could imagine somebody not having crabs and being able, you know, I know a guy, you know, in the Wise Markets world. He says, I love crab, you know, crab cakes, but hate picking crabs. That's just crazy to me.
Well, I mean,
I sit there, you pick a crab.
When I have a friend from Minnesota, I'm thinking maybe he doesn't want to be into all that. Maybe he'll just want a crab cake, right? But I feel like now that I've done the crab cake tour, and now that I'm from here, I'm 53 years old, I have been not as over the top. Like when Niels came from Germany, we took him for crabs, took him down to Al's before Al's burned down in Essex. He's in Dundalk now. But I don't feel like every tourist that's come here during my lifetime that I've gone out of my way to say, you really need to eat crabs. You need to try it because I never saw it as such a delicacy unto here that if you're flying in from Idaho and you're spending 3 days in this area, you'd have to do it. Not a crab cake. You'd have to eat crabs, right? I mean, I would just feel like that would have to be part of what you're doing. Right? Make sense?
Yeah.
Rob Santoni's here, Wise Markets. It is a Wise Conversation, all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We're playing. We're going to be at the Chop Tank on Friday at Fells Point. We're at Fadley's downtown Lexington Market on Wednesday. Brian Frosch is joining us, as well as we have other guests. I know we have Ben Jealous is joining us Wednesday. Friday, we're at Nick's Grandstand Grill in Timon, Neom. We're going to have a crab cake out there. And then we're with Mayor Brandon Scott at Coco's in Marcella, down in Lauraville on the 17th. Rob, the nutrition and the diet things going on. We're rounding up for Paralyzed Veterans of America. We got Veterans Day, got holidays. I know we got turkeys, right? I mean, this is Thanksgiving time. I was in the Wise. I started to see the turkeys. Give me a little story. What's going on at Wise Markets?
Wow. You know, this time of year, we've got a ton going on. I told you about the trunk or treat we just came off of, but it's nonstop from now until the end of the year. You know, we got...
Day of Giving.
Huh?
Day of Giving.
So, you know, you touched on the Paralyzed Veterans of America. That is going until November 11th.
That's Veterans Day.
Yep, Veterans Day. It ends on that day, and, you know, that's the right day to end it. Last year, in 2020, we raised $800,000 for PVA. Okay? Now, that was a extended campaign. You know, things were different, you know, last year. You know, this year, a much shorter time, we will still raise $400,000 for Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I had Rob Nacho on last week, and he talked about the commitment to doing this and things that are going on, like a Walter Reed. And
that's a lot of money.
The thing about Paralyzed Veterans that I didn't know, I think of a lot of these organizations as being sort of post-Vietnam because of the brushback. My father-in-law is a Vietnam veteran. Mm-hmm. And in the 70s, that there were a lot of people needed. This organization started in 1946. This organization was started by our grandparents' generation.
Yeah.
Coming back from World War II, that there were paralyzed veterans, obviously, in a whole different... Can you imagine me paralyzed in World War II coming back and prosthetics and, like, just things that medically we didn't know about? Incredible advancements being made, you know, over the last 80 years. And obviously, Afghanistan, Iraq, people of our age, you know, they need help. And the Paralyzed Veterans of America do that. So yeah. I appreciate that. I rounded up the other night. I rounded up at store 89. I'm not going to lie to you. That's where I was.
That's okay.
That's where I got my pumpkin ice cream.
It's all about that big number and our customers caring. You know, working for a company that cares about such important causes. You know, there's causes every month. You know that, you know, and, you know, we actually have some customers that will say, you do this too often. I don't think we do it often enough, you know.
Well, you're rounding up right when you're checking out. It's easy to do.
Right. So either do it or don't. But, you know, our customers are telling us they want to do it. They want to give. They want to help out those that need to help, you know, no matter, you know, whether it's, you know, a, you know, paralyzed veteran.
I had David Marks here earlier, and he knows you, and he's a
good guy.
Well, he loves why. Well, you guys are always doing things in the community here.
Locally. We just had a couple.
I mean, this is a national cause, but you do a lot of local stuff in Fullerton.
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago, we dedicated the Officer Amy Caprio playground in Perry Hall.
We talked about that tragedy. Yeah, I talked about that earlier.
Very unfortunate situation, but, you know, her spirit, you know, will live on, and kids will know how important, you know, the men and women in blue, you know, are. You know, and their jobs, and the playground was beautiful. Wise helped build that playground, as well as many other. It's right behind Gunpowder Elementary.
Okay.
Right, sort of
north of here.
Yep. Yeah, just north off of, you know, Baker Lane.
We've had a big fight. I was fighting with the guys at the bar. Guys still sitting over there about whether we're this guy here too. Whether we're in Nottingham, White Marsh, I know I've complained. I said to you, your place says Fullerton. I think it's Perry Hall. And they're like, no. Perry Hall happens at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
Once you go down the hill where the pool store is, then you're in Perry Hall. And I'm like,
some people call that Perry Hall City.
What?
They just call it Perry. It's like a joke that, you know, one of my peers told me, that's Perry Hall City where I'm at. It's not Nottingham. It's not Fullerton.
This guy told me he's in Nottingham. And I'm like, there's no Nottingham. There's nobody I've ever met that says, I'm from Nottingham. Don't call me Perry Hall or White Marsh. So I don't. When you say Gunpowder Elementary, is that Kingsville? Now Kingsville's north.
That's Perry Hall proper.
You got to go back up the hill, and then when you're going up the hill,
as soon as you cross the river, that's where I live. I'm in Kingsville.
Does anybody live in Gunpowder? Nobody lives in Gunpowder. Gunpowder's a park. You can't live there. And I'm like, all right, man. I remember when it was just Colgate and Berkshire, and, you know, on my side of town. Rob Santoni's here from Wiseburg. What else are we doing? What else is going to happen?
All right. So when PVA ends on October November 11th. You know, I encourage all our customers to come out. The final week here, and round up and help these great American heroes out. During the last week, and then November 12th through November 29th, we have the Fight Hunger Roundup. Okay,
I haven't talked about this one yet.
Last year, Fight Hunger. It's the perfect time of year to do it. You don't realize number of families that are in need, at all different levels. Last year, we raised $1.3 million as a chain for, food banks in every state that we
I got to get Carmen on from the Maryland Food Bank. We've had him on
absolutely.
Before. This is the time
good
of the year.
Guy. He's a great guy.
And, we're doing these crab cake tours. A couple of them we're doing. My 30th anniversary is next month. We're going to try to do a little food drive and certainly toys as well during the holidays. This is the time of year to do that.
Yep. Wise would be a great partner for you on that. Last year we gave the Maryland Food Bank $300,000. So it does make a difference. In fact,
you get food too,
huh?
You get food too.
Yeah, we do trailer loads. Yep. Wise is a big supporter, sponsor of the Maryland Food Bank.
We did food drives over at NST, man. People would bring boxes, canned
absolutely.
Goods, dry goods.
So I've got one this weekend. So cool story. We all know that the Institute of Notre Dame closed, IND.
I was talking to David Marks about this earlier.
Okay, great. So he
Nancy Pelosi read over Ted Venatoulis last week, and there's the IND connection there.
Yeah.
And then,
Barbara Mikulski and Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy
my
Longo,
mother.
My friend.
My sisters.
The IND girls stick together, man. You don't
they
mess with
do.
The IND
well,
girls.
Well, let me tell you, there is a group of, I won't drop all the names, but there's a group of dynamic alums that are starting this new school. Who were so sad IND closed. And there's, a lot of, legality, so I won't go into that. But they're starting this new school, the Marion Prep Academy. So I don't think it's going to make next fall, but it might be 2023.
Mark said something about the Marion Prep. I said, what is the Marion? I've never
Marion
heard of that.
Prep
He's like, oh, that's
new
the old
school.
IND thing. I'm like, all right. Now
So it has to do, I guess, with the Blessed Mother. I don't know that story, so I'll just leave it at that. But this school is going to be in Baltimore County. The location has not been disclosed as of yet. But
get their head spokesperson on the show. That's what we need to
Drina
do.
Drina Fertitta.
What we need to do.
Yeah,
right.
Drina, I believe that we did do the show with them last or earlier. Maybe not. No. I believe
that must have been Jamie Costello.
No. I believe that was the student support network.
No, we're gonna.
But here's where the two combine. This week, Friday and Saturday, all day long, and next week, Friday and Saturday, the IND alums, on behalf of Marion Prep Academy, are doing 4 days of food drives on the Wise Fullerton Store 206 parking lot
to his store
to. Receive donations of food and money. Frozen
so that's the
turkeys.
Weekend of the 5th, 6th, 7th, and then the weekend of the 12th, 13th, 14th.
No, just Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
So, what is that? 5th and 6th. And
12th and 13th.
12th and 13th, right. Okay. So we're going
to
fill.
No excuse to 12th and 13th because the Ravens play on Thursday night
right.
next week. So,
so we're going to collect food, donations, and money, frozen turkeys, to benefit the Student Support Network, who is also on your show.
Which is basically a pantry in Baltimore County that feeds children who may not have food at home.
And in the morning, during break, and even going home on the weekend. So these are some great, alums from IND that are going to open up a new school and just have this spirit and, giving nature,
let's
about themselves.
Next week we get on the show.
We can. Yeah, I was talking to her on the way.
Let's do it early in the week so we get it together for later in the week next week.
Sure.
So we get some people out. How about that?
So we'll save the rest for December, but, let's talk about the National Day of Giving.
Okay.
All right, so Wise also celebrates the National Day of Giving, and November 30th, the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, is nationally. Many companies will give. Wise is no exception. So locally, 12 of our 14 Baltimore County stores, 12 of our 16 stores in this local area are in Baltimore County, and every store has committed to our National Day of Giving to collect money for the Student Support Network.
What day is that?
November 30th.
So November 30th, I want to do my grocery shopping that day.
Yep.
Okay.
You can round up and support the Student Support Network.
So that money stays local.
Yep. And we hope with these 12 stores, this one day, we can raise $15,000.
I need to get my calendar out, figure out. I'm lost now that I'm in November. So the 30th of November, it's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday after Tuesday. Thanksgiving. That's the day.
It's always, always the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Right. So, you know, sometimes early December, but this year, November 30th. And every store in our company has the autonomy to pick a intimate local charity
and
to raise money.
Network.
Right. So, you know, our district of stores has agreed to, you know, collectively support one, you know, to make it a very meaningful, larger donation.
You know how bad my back was? I got invited to that Student Support Network event.
Great event.
Over the town. Tell me about it, because I didn't get to go. My back hurt. Remember, you invited me.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't move. I said, I can't get in the car.
So, you know, that's understood.
It was the day after my birthday. It was the 15th. That's right. Yeah.
You know, we're glad you're feeling better. Great event. Huge turnout. They kicked off that night a campaign to raise $500,000 in 2022. So we hope that this helps them.
Well, but, this is going to start, right?
Yeah. You know, but, you know, there's just a huge need, and you don't realize it until, you know, really, times like the pandemic really expose a lot of weaknesses that families have.
And this is a neat thing, because I've known you a long time, and there were so many things you wanted to do in the city with your family and your business and your dad, and I know your dad and your mom, that Santoni's stood for something in Highlandtown for a long, long time, so for something in Baltimore, that you've moved to Wise. I run into you at Heritage Fair, and you're so excited about what, but this is the stuff to get you moving.
I
see what it does for you and
anybody.
Your association with Jamie and MAR and Helping House of Ruth. And I mean, every time I get together, you're passionate about the next thing. And in April, it's not that it won't be Student Support Network, but you'll have another thing. I mean, there's just always, there'll be a little league. There'll be something going on over here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, there's always something
that's
going,
cool.
You know, going on. But
well, that's the spirit of what I'm doing. So I appreciate that.
So anybody can sell peas. I always use that line. Anybody can sell peas these days. But who's doing it, you know, with the passion and the connection to their community and recognizing the, you know, communities that support us on the business side, we need to give back.
Well, Wise has made a good commitment to being a bigger player in this market. I always tell people that store number, what's the store?
123.
123 is the red. That's 7 quarts, and I can walk there from where I am right here at Silver Spring Mining. That was, I lived at Silver Spring. I lived
Right
half a mile
there, right?
I lived in the apartments over at my son on Flanders Court, two-way Flanders Court, back in the early 90s, and we would shop at that Wise. I called it Weiss because I didn't even, you know, like I didn't even know how to pronounce it. And they weren't doing a lot of advertising, and I didn't even know that Wise was based in Sunbury. Right. When I would drive in Pennsylvania, I'd see them and be like, oh, maybe they're that, you know. This is 1994, right? 20, 30 years ago. When you take 12 stores, you take Mars, everywhere, everybody I know knows a Wise, certainly Baltimore County, that they're doing things locally, and that's part of being a part of Baltimore County. It's part of being a citizen.
Yeah, some folks think we are a big company. $4 billion is a huge company, but we're not as big as some of our other competitors, but the way that we're structured, we have a fantastic owner. We have great leadership that really give these local stores to the managers, you know, and, you know, they say, this is your store. You make as much sales and money as you can out of it and get out there and engage with the communities in which you serve.
See, now I know why you claim White Marsh and Perry Hall and Fullerton so you can get more customers.
Right, right.
You're not just Fullerton store.
Yeah.
You're White Marsh and Perry Hall. And even Nottingham, even though nobody literally lives in Nottingham. There's no real Nottingham.
But, you know, I think that our customers recognize the fact that we do give back a lot of money, and that's why they're very engaged in doing the roundup. And we don't even have to have the cashiers engaging and asking for it. They're just gladly doing it. I read you those numbers, $1.3 million to the food bank, $800,000 last year to PVA. I mean, those are huge numbers. Those dollars are coming from somewhere, you know, in this local community in Baltimore, you know, County, and some of the stores in Harford County we have, and Howard County and Carroll. Very, very charitable customers.
Well, I think also when I'm checking out, first off, my wife always wants to fight with the checkout alone. So we never have a person. I'm always the person. I get to know your – I know some of the checkout people. I take pictures with them, flirt with them, whatever. But when they say, would you like to round up for the Paralyzed Veteran Association of America – they're saying it, you're hearing it. And then next month, would you like to round up for a Student Sport Network or House of Ruth, whatever it would be, right? There's just, that's good advocacy for local organizations. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, there's no better, that's a perfect term.
Do I get to eat the crab cake now or no?
Huh?
Can I eat my crab cake?
You can.
I've been eating the sweet potato because it's delicious. Right. But
so these are some of the big, you know, corporate initiatives, but every store out there, you know, and this community is no different. There's a lot of little things that we do that don't even get, you know, a mention, whether it's a, you know, 5K race or, you know, giving back to school or, you know, Councilman David Marks, and you call me at 9 o'clock at night and say, hey, you know, the Belmont community is out of water. You know, can you donate, you know, 100 gallons of water? And we just do it, you know, and that's the kind of company, you know, Wise is, that's the kind of company I work for. That,
see, I thought I just got special treatment knowing you. Everybody gets special. Rob Santoni's here, Wise Markets. We're having a Wise conversation as part of our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're at the Silver Spring Mining Company where I've been coming more than half my life. I remember Gary took this place over many, many years ago. I'm going to grab Gary at some point. We're going to get him up in Bel Air. I think he's running around with a hockey puck. Imagine that, Gary Risling doing that. I'm about to have his crab cake. I want to do this on camera because I've done it on camera everywhere, including with you. The crab mobile's over, right? That's not
the crab wagon.
The crab wagon.
The crab mobile.
That was
a good name.
By the way, if you need somebody to play Santa Claus, I just want to volunteer.
Yeah.
You know, the holidays, in the spirit of when my back gets better, I'm afraid that if they put the hat on me right now. I've had the crab cake here. I know how delicious it is. It's broiled. It's kind of crispy on the outside. It's delicious. Yeah. I'm going
to
hold this up.
Yeah, you need to eat that and end this interview so I can eat.
Well, right. We got to get back to the bar here because we're at Silver Spring Mining Company. We're going to be at Chop Tank tomorrow. If I promote, I got it. If I start eating, you got to talk. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, your mind.
How was that crab cake from Silver Spring? My wife had one a couple weeks ago. Delicious.
This is a story about this crab cake. I haven't had a crab cake in a month.
Really? Wow.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Wow.
My back hurt. I haven't been out. I keep canceling shows. This is the first bite of crab meat I've had since I was at Mother's, and my back hurt like hell. And I was at Nacho Mama's, a new sponsor, by the way. Thank you very much, and the honor of Scunny. Last crab cake I had. So I'm going to say this is really good. I'm going to give some to my wife. Take it home.
So how many different ones have you had?
God. 60, maybe?
Oh, it started at 30.
No.
It's 30, like it's the endless store.
30 wasn't 30. Because I did like another 7 or 8 places.
Oh, okay.
There were 7 or 8 days I did 2 crab cakes. On the weekends, every Saturday and Sunday, I did 2. So
there was never a best. It was just great crab cakes, different styles, different tastes, different seasonings.
This is different than any other one I've had. This, he's got a pop, and this has got a little seasoning in it. It's a little spicy. It's good.
Yeah, my wife asked me to get one to go when I come home tonight.
Do it, for sure. I got the sweet potato here, and they give you the cinnamon butter. It's delicious. And broccoli, just the way I like it.
Always
a little buttery.
Just right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very happy with this meal right now. But the thing about the crab cakes is they're all, every single one of them is different.
Yeah.
And that's the part I like about it. But what I really like, and this is a little tribute to you, why sponsoring us, Maryland Lottery coming together, but more than that, doing this as an endeavor to talk to people, as a... having the Republican councilman out, having my buddy Greg Landry in the first segment talk about making tapes and taking VHS tapes, and then having you come by. And then tomorrow I have, this is a great story. Tomorrow I'm at Chop Tank, and I'm like, all right, we're going to go to Fells Point and do the show. Great. Who do I know in Fells Point? My first ever sponsor was Tony Tockerman at Tockerman's Fishing and Tackle. You're a Highlandtown boy.
Yeah.
So, and I don't fish. We know that, right? I went fly fishing this summer as part of the tour.
I heard
with
that.
Dan Rogers.
Dan took you out.
So I said to my wife the other day, I'm like, man, I'm doing the show Friday. I'm really worried. Like, I don't have any guests yet. And she's like, I think you'll find guests. And I'm like, all right. You know, I mean, like Kevin Benson from Rosedale Federal didn't make it here today, but I'll get him later. Fells Point, I start thinking, well, who do I know in Fells Point? I got Eddie Lauer coming by to strum the guitar tomorrow. I have my first ever sponsor coming by. And Jen's like, you get Tockerman by, tell him I need waiters. And I'm like, that's something I never thought I'd say to Tony, is that like I need waiters because I need to fish, you know? You'd be more likely to get me shoes to run in a marathon than I would to fish.
Yeah, right.
I mean, look at me. I don't look like a fisherman, but I'm trying to learn how to be. Certainly more than a golfer. I'm going to have Ron Furman by. Ron ran Max's on Broadway for a million years, now runs Max's Tap House and Beer. He's going to come by and tell his family story. So, and then Merritt Dworkin's coming by on Friday to talk about the Farmer's Market down in Fells Point and the Fells Point Community Association and coming back to Fells Point and having a beer and bringing Patty down there and sitting outside the Admiral's Cup with me and maybe eating some Ekeban broccoli or something. All what do you think?
Sounds good.
That's Baltimore. Yeah. Conversations. Appreciate you, man.
Small town.
Wise Markets, store 206, never 204, certainly not 189 or
123.
123.89.
Yeah.
The other one we shop at a lot is the one in, I call it Utahwood. You'll know what Utahwood is.
So we're 228.
When I say Utahwood,
that's actually
like,
how, when my wife stops at Wise, you know, she'll say, I'm stopping at 180. You know,
she doesn't call it
which
Utahwood?
Which is Honeygo. No. So 228 is Towson, but you know the one I used to run up in Honeygo in White Marsh is store 180. So my own family refers to our business numbers for the stores.
I don't do that. I just call it Utahwood, Seven Courts. I would never call you Fullerton. I was calling you
will, because it's natural. You'll tell me, yes, I was at store 89, you know.
Can you see the Fullerton fireworks from Wise Store 206?
I'm sure you can. Since I've been there, I haven't.
Then it's Fullerton.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Because I went to the Fullerton fireworks a lot because they were good.
Yeah, loved it. Yeah. You know, live right down the street from there for years.
Ah, the pleasures of Baltimore County. Appreciate Councilman David Marks stopping by, as well as my pal Greg Landry from Blue Rock Productions. His new company is called Towson Transfer, and what they basically do is if you find old videotapes or old stuff that you want transferred, that's what he does. This DV, what the heck is this?
DVC.
Mini DV. It's a mini DV. This is literally the Super Bowl parade lost tape that Mike Flynn lost, and he returned the tape to me today. He's had it a year and a half.
One of a kind.
He took the tape and digitized it, and I didn't. Yeah. What the hell do I need?
It looks great.
I don't even know what I'll do with this, but it's like a souvenir.
Yeah.
At this point, it's worthless. But that's what they do.
I think it's priceless.
And by all means, if you make it to Wise Markets, make sure you're rounding up. Take care of our friends there. Make sure you pick up the, I hear the eggnog and the pumpkin are limited time. They had some wacky flavor that had a funny name. It was like a holiday kitchen sink thing with mints and, I don't even know what it's called. It had a funny name.
It's probably all the leftover ingredients and anything that comes out of our ice cream.
Minty, Christmassy concoction, but it wasn't peppermint bark or peppermint stick, because you have that,
right.
And there's eggnog and pumpkin, but I'm always seasonal. If you tell me there's a limited supply of something, I got to have it. You know, that's
that root beer float is a limited supply.
No, it's not. It's year-round. I had the cherry vanilla, and I had, this is what I have in my fridge right now. I ate all of the cherry vanilla, because I love it. My wife doesn't like it, which is even better, because it's all for me. And I got the candy cake peanut butter chocolate, because I ate those. I ate the tasty cakes when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste just like the candy cakes, but it's peanut butter chocolate, so it's delicious. But like, there's something special about the candy cake that I don't think can be replicated in ice cream. That's just my opinion. But I've eaten it. It's delicious, and I have vanilla. And now I have pumpkin. I haven't gotten into it yet. I love pumpkin. Okay.
Well, eat it up and squeeze in the new flavors that you can't fit because of the soup.
I got a lot of soup going on. He is Rob Santoni, Wise Market sponsoring us, and of course our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. On behalf of Gary Risling and all our friends here at Silver Spring Mining, I'm going to get back to my broccoli, my sweet potato, and this delicious crab cake. We are WNSD AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop the neighborhood tour and the crab cake tour and Baltimore Positive.